Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production.
Now available on Apple Podcasts,
Podcast One, Spotify, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Today on the Charlie Kirk Show, we talk about the new and revealing bombshell emails of Hunter Biden and Joe Biden, and also how Donald Trump should handle it. There's a big pivot that the president needs to make, and we have the instant and unique analysis only here on the Charlie Kirk Show. It might surprise you. Some people disagree, some people agree, but it's really something interesting, and I'd love your feedback. So please listen to this episode, then email me your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com, and consider supporting us at charliekirk.com/support, charliekirk.com/support. Chip in some money, help us where you can, because that allows us to reach millions of young people every single month. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
I want to tell you guys about Good Ranchers. You've heard me talk about it before. We just got this unbelievable order from Good Ranchers, and the meat was incredible. It was meat unlike I've ever seen before, and it was from American Ranchers. Good Ranchers, they began with the standard of bringing top quality, 100% American-born, raised and harvested meat to families across America. This vision was instilled into them from their grandparents that owned community grocery stores and believed in trust, charity, and family values. GoodRanchers.com partners directly with only American ranchers from across the United States to bring the highest quality meat straight to your door. GoodRanchers with an S.com. You get 100% American raised beef right to your door. GoodRanchers.com is only American beef. That's 100% born and raised, harvested beef and chicken delivered straight to your door, and free shipping as always. GoodRanchers.com with an S. Your favorite meats right to your door. Perfect for grilling out or dinners at home. Go to GoodRanchers.com to view all their American beef and chicken packages. Use the promo code Charlie, C-H-A-R-L-I-E. Promo code Charlie, GoodRanchers.com. Biden bombshell today. Front page of the New York Post, Biden secret email, smoking gun email reveals how Hunter Biden introduced Ukrainian businessman to vice president's father. Now, we already know that Joe Biden has been the least scrutinized candidate for office ever. We are going to dive into this story because it is worthy of examination. It is worthy of publicity. But then I'm going to have a take on this that will surprise a lot of you. I am going to have a different approach on how I think President Trump should handle this story. But let's get to the facts, because this is worthy of publicity. This is worthy of diving into the details. So those of us that have been following the Biden crime family for the last couple of years, it is well known to us that Joe Biden allowed his son, if not worked with his son, to gallivant around the world and sell access to the vice president's office, to government officials, to sit on foreign boards such as Burisma, to raise money in China, $1.5 billion after the Chinese rode on Air Force Two. This is all very well known. And those of us in conservative circles have been doing our best to expose the depth and the corruption of the Biden family activities. I think Pam Bondi did this the best at the Republican National Convention. Again, Joe Biden has been the least scrutinized candidate for office ever, considering the amount of capital flows, the foreign deals, the inside-out relationships with his brother getting preferred housing contracts in Iraq, with his son, Hunter Biden. And this story today directly contradicts a repeated line that Joe Biden had said on the campaign trail. There was a little bit of a, let's say, news cycle that existed around a couple of these controversies. You might remember back in the Democrat primary, Joe Biden was being pushed and being forced to answer questions about whether or not his son was involved in Burisma. The reason for this is that the Democrats failed tremendously in removing the president, President Trump, with the Mueller investigation. So the day after the Mueller report was released, President Trump has a phone call with the Ukrainian president. Not after the Mueller report was released. Let me correct that. The day after Mueller testified to Congress. That's actually correct. After Mueller testified to Congress, then all of a sudden, President Trump has the phone call. A month later, the whistleblower, we don't say the whistleblower's name, we just call him Shmerek Shmerella. By the way, where is the whistleblower? We kind of forgot all about that. Remember that? Colonel Vindman. You had that cast of characters. It's like a Murder on the Orient Express. They all worked together to try to take down President Trump. That was just in January, everybody, to think at the kind of year that we've had. But because they decided to go to Plan B for impeachment and talk about Ukraine, naturally, Joe Biden's son got thrown into the mix. Naturally, Joe Biden and his family's dealings overseas got brought to the surface. And so Joe Biden was pressed on this, especially when the Iowa caucus was looming. It was a couple weeks away, and Joe Biden finished fourth in the Iowa caucus. He finished dreadfully, I think, fifth place in New Hampshire. And Joe Biden was forced to answer the question as to whether or not he was involved in some of his son's foreign business dealings. This is how Joe Biden answered the question to the press corps just a couple months ago. Play cut 20.
What about Hunter, Mr. Vice President? There's been questions about conflict of interest with him as well as your brother. Can you describe what sort of mechanisms have been put in place to avoid conflicts of interest, whether you knew that your brother has been accused of, let's say, trying to use your campaign to further his business interests, to do anything about that?
Well, first of all, I have never discussed with my son or my brother or anyone else anything having to do with their businesses, period. And what I will do is the same thing we did in our administration. There'll be an absolute wall between personal and private and the government. There wasn't any hint of scandal at all when we were there, and I'll impose the same kind of strict rules. That's why I never talk with my son or my brother or anyone else, even distant family, about their business interests, period.
Now, to be perfectly fair, that video is from Breitbart.com. I don't know if Joe Biden would actually remember it. I actually legitimately think he might have forgotten it. However, first he said no hint of scandal. We know that's just a flat-out projection, gaslighting, doublespeak, lie. IRS scandal, Benghazi, Fast and Furious, the Veterans Administration scandal. We could go through the Iranian deal scandal. But Joe Biden said, quote, there was a firewall between personal and public life, meaning that my son might have went out and do other things, but I wasn't involved. This is now a corroborated falsehood, meaning like we can corroborate that it's a falsehood. We conjectured it before. Now we know Joe Biden is lying about it. From Vadim Pozarsky from Ukraine. He was an advisor to Burisma. He was an advisor to the board, and he was the number three executive. And he said, quote, on April 17th, 2015, at 6 a.m., he emailed, his email is v.porozinski.ukraine@gmail.com. He's emailing Hunter Biden, which Hunter Biden's email was, hbiden@rosemontseneca.com. He said, dear Hunter, thank you for inviting me to D.C. and giving an opportunity to meet your father and spend some time together. It's really an honor and pleasure. As we spoke yesterday evening, would be great to meet today for a quick coffee. What do you think? I can come to your office somewhere around noon. So, or best to airport. Best V. Boom. That's it right there. Joe Biden is lying. Joe Biden met with a representative from Burisma. And they talked about something. Hunter Biden used the access to his father to get money on Burisma. We knew this. It was not exactly something that took a major bombshell revelation to give us the idea of this, but now we have the evidence of it. Now, how do we get these emails? Again, it's always these emails. It's so funny. It always goes back to these emails. Hunter Biden allegedly, or someone that looked like Hunter Biden that had a Beau Biden sticker on their laptop, dropped off this laptop to a repair shop in Delaware. The repair shop owner allegedly tried to contact Hunter many times. And this said, quote, the customer who brought in the water damaged MacBook Pro for repair never paid for the service, which is a typical Biden activity in Delaware. They have stiffed contractors for years. Different show for a different time. And the shop owner couldn't positively identify the customer as Hunter Biden, but said the laptop bore a sticker from the Beau Biden Foundation. And he then contacted authorities, the Federal Bureau of Investigation. They obtained a subpoena and they seized the computer. So the FBI has had this computer for quite some time. Why haven't they indicted, or why haven't they pursued this? Maybe they have, or maybe there was some directives from on high to stop some of these investigations. Remember, Joe Biden bragged that he made the Ukrainians fire the prosecutor, and he said, well, son of a beep, he got fired in exchange for also that prosecutor looking into his son. Now, mind you, this computer shop owner made a copy of the hard drive and handed it to Mayor Giuliani's lawyer, Robert Costello. And that is probably why we have these emails today, I think, assuredly. And so I want to continue to build this out, because this is worthy of every single American knowing how Joe Biden would run the government. Joe Biden ran the government as vice president as a personal family enterprise. The Trump family stopped doing foreign business deals when their father became president. Hunter Biden started doing foreign business deals as soon as the father became president. Joe Biden lied on multiple occasions. He said, quote, I never discussed with my son anything having to do with what was going on in Ukraine. I've never spoken to my son about his overseas business dealings. And you read the article, it is very clear that Hunter Biden received an email thanking him from Vadim Pozarinsky, where he met with Joe Biden. Now, Joe Biden met with the number three executive from Burisma. And I could just imagine the meeting. Joe Biden probably said, well, what do you need to help make my son's career with you more successful? I mean, the meeting was probably very much about something they accused President Donald Trump of, quid pro quo. Let's play tape of Joe Biden bragging about how he got the prosecutor fired at the Council for Foreign Relations. Play tape.
I remember going over convincing our team, or others, to convincing us that we should be providing for loan guarantees. And I went over, I guess, the 12th, 13th time to Kyiv, and I was supposed to announce that there was another $1 billion loan guarantee. And I had gotten a commitment from Poroshenko and from Yatsenyuk that they would take action against the state prosecutor, and they didn't. So they said they were walking out to press conference. Said, "Nah," I said, "I'm not going to, or we're not going to give you the $1 billion." They said, "You have no authority. You're not the president." The president said, "I said, call him." I said, "I'm telling you, you're not getting the $1 billion." I said, "You're not getting the $1 billion. I'm going to be leaving here." And I think it was what, 6 hours. I looked. I said, "I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money." Well, son of a bitch, got fired, and they put in place someone who was solid.
So there's Joe Biden bragging about getting the prosecutor fired that was looking into his son. But the most interesting part of that clip that I forgot about is he visited Kyiv, or he calls it Kyiv, 12 or 13 times. That's a lot of visits for a sitting vice president. I mean, you don't visit Cincinnati or Columbus 12 or 13 times, but you're visiting Kyiv 12 or 13 times. And yet that just happens to be the one country that Hunter Biden is heavily involved in. And so just looking at this as logically and as based in reason as we possibly can, you have a sitting vice president with a cocaine addict son who has very little skills that he would be able to offer the world. And I don't say that in any other way except factually. The skill that he has is being able to throw around his father's name to get access. And what is he able to get done? He looks at the geopolitical landscape and he says, what countries is my father in charge of? His father's own words. Ukraine. And he just happens to go sit on the board of the oil natural gas company that his father oversees, where he visits 12 or 13 times. And we're supposed to believe that this meeting that has now been corroborated through an email into Hunter Biden, that he met with the sitting vice president of the United States while in Washington, D.C., we are now supposed to believe that there was no asks for favors, that there was no policy discussions, that there was no, hey, can you please do this? Can you get this prosecutor fired, please? Can you reappropriate some American foreign aid for natural gas development? Whatever those conversations might have been. And yet, Joe Biden bragging about the prosecutor is one thing. But the deeper point here is that Hunter Biden most likely went foreign board shopping. What foreign board wouldn't want Hunter Biden to be involved? When you deal in the second and the third world, in these very corrupt governments, people that have worked in the agency have told me that they have no understanding of how to do politics except through a corrupt lens. It is a question of, can you spend the money? Can you get the deals? Can you use centralized power to make yourself richer? That's exactly what the Ukrainians were doing here. And the Bidens went along with it. If Joe Biden had a millimeter of integrity, he would have said, Hunter, get off this board. What are you doing? Go to drug recovery. Take responsibility for your life. You know, go sit on some think tank board. When is the perfect time to plant trees and shrubs? Big box store experts will tell you anytime, or I don't know. But the best time to plant is actually fall, right here, right now, which means you got to do something at fastgrowingtrees.com. Skip the big box stores and head to fastgrowingtrees.com, the world's largest online nursery. No more waiting in line, messy cars, and digging through a lackluster selection. Just go to fastgrowingtrees.com and choose from thousands of varieties of trees, shrubs, and plants. Expertly curated to thrive in your area and delivered to your door in 1 or 2 days. Whether you're looking for shade, privacy, fruit trees, or just added color for your yard, every plant is shipped with a well-developed root system ready to explode with new growth coming this spring. There's a better way to buy trees and shrubs, plants for your home yard, fastgrowingtrees.com. So now through November 15th, go to fastgrowingtrees.com/Kirk for 10% off. That's 10% off at fastgrowingtrees.com/Kirk. Joe Biden knew about, met with, probably supported his son's foreign business dealings in direct contrast to what he told us publicly. And here's what I think President Trump should do with this. Ignore Biden. This is where some people will disagree with me. We are less than 3 weeks out to the presidential election. We are 20 days out. And the more money that is being spent on television, radio, digital ads against Joe Biden, probably over $100 million if you count all the outside groups and Trump's campaign, the more popular and more favorable Joe Biden gets. I traveled the country in 2016 with Donald Trump Jr. in my personal capacity. I was a bag carrier, Diet Coke retriever, was heavily involved in a lot of different things. And one thing I saw more than Trump signs was Hillary for prison signs. There was a grassroots, uniform, agreed upon disgust for Hillary Clinton. The way she talked, her attitude, the way she presented her policies, the entire Clinton machine felt and appeared at the worst of the ruling class, almost like they wanted to again be in charge of the unelected government in our country. They were craven opportunists. Joe Biden, for whatever reason, and we can speculate and we can conjecture, despite these revelations today, despite his son getting phenomenally rich, despite all of the unearthing of corruption that has been done by Peter Schweitzer and so many other people, is only getting more popular. Real Clear Politics average according to Fox News, has Joe Biden plus 17 in favorables. Reuters plus 16. Plus 8 in the Politico Morning Consult poll. These are all within the last couple weeks. So right now, as a Trump supporter and a friend of the president, I'm telling you it's not working. Joe Biden's actually not going to become president. He might get sworn in ceremoniously, but it's going to be a shadow government, and he might not even complete his entire term. So as tempting as it is to spend the rest of our program and the rest of our advocacy and activism talking about Joe Biden and Ukraine and emails, people don't care. And you might say, oh, no, this one revelation is going to win it over. It's not. I'm just telling you right now, we're the ones knocking on tens of thousands of doors at Turning Point Action. We are the ones talking to real voters. They don't care about Joe Biden's son's emails about setting up a meeting with some foreign diplomat. It's not going to move the dial. And I think it's really tempting to do this. I think that a lot of people are going to do good work on this. I think a lot of the cable networks are going to have segments on this, and I think that's fine. But is it going to win persuadable voters in the states that matter to get President Trump 4 more years? No, it will not. It won't. It's too heady. It's too complex. It takes too many names that are hard to pronounce, too many different lines you have to draw together, and people will disengage, and they'll say, what are you going to do to expand my earnings or to improve my economic well-being, my material well-being, or stop the virus, or save my country? So President Donald Trump, in my personal opinion, based on talking to thousands of people and receiving tens of thousands of messages and notices on social media and our podcast, and you guys can always email us, freedom@charliekirk.com, and I'd love to hear your thoughts on this take that we have. President Donald Trump has to ignore Joe Biden. It's very tempting to make this all about Joe Biden because of these revelations and because he's in the top of the ticket. But he's not actually going to be president. You see, Joe Biden has plus 17 favorables, according to a Fox News poll. Kamala Harris, the last poll that was done that we can tell, has a negative 8 favorability rating. And it's probably even lower than that. And remember, the favorable, unfavorable numbers are even worse when she is just isolated herself. Remember, Bernie Sanders won her home state with 32.4% of the vote. She would not even won her home state. And I could tell you this from traveling the country back in 2016, seeing the Hillary for prison signs. I see zero grassroots, homemade signs, messaging against Joe Biden. There was against Obama. There was against Hillary. But there's none against Biden. I wish there was. We all know who Joe Biden is. We all know the values that he actually represents. We all know the deals that he cut. We know the unethical style of governance that he tolerated. However, my political philosophy is very simple. I want to win, and I want them to lose. And if we are going to try to continue to make a non-resonating argument that Joe Biden is actually a socialist and you don't understand, one more email revelation is going to win it for us, you're wrong. This is why President Trump should ignore Joe Biden completely and altogether. His favorables are going up. There's consolidation going around him, and independents, based on public polling and based on real conversations that I'm having, real conversations that our forces on the ground are having. And before you discount it, we're actually talking to human beings at Turning Point Action. People don't hate Joe Biden. They are afraid of Kamala Harris, though, which is why President Donald Trump should execute the last 20-day pivot like this. Do an entire rally without mentioning Joe Biden. Say the Harris administration will take your guns away. The Harris administration will pack the courts. Saying those words, articulating the framework of who is actually in control. The Harris administration will get rid of the Electoral College. The Harris administration will staff our government with California radicals. The Harris administration, forget Biden. It's not working. Biden is protected by an activist media. Biden has multi-decades of goodwill and favor among senior voters and people in the middle. I think that the attacking Biden can be helpful with maybe ethnic minorities, maybe with Black voters and Hispanic voters. But understand this. Kamala Harris is not even liked amongst the Democrat base. Trending on Twitter throughout the entire Democrat Party was, Kamala is a cop. She's not liked by Democrat activists. She's not liked by Democrat moderates. She's only liked by Democrat corporate donors. That's who love Kamala Harris. Because she's smart enough and she's sneaky enough and she's treacherous enough to be able to negotiate those deals. After the vice presidential debate, Mike Pence swung the race much in Trump's direction with swing voters. The New York Times has gone out of their way to defend Senator Kamala Harris. But remember, on the day she suspended her campaign, she stood at 3.4%. That's it. Without winning a singular state, she dropped out before voting even began. The activist media has done everything it possibly can to paint Kamala Harris as a middle-of-the-road moderate Democrat. We know that's not true. It is propaganda. It is time for President Trump to recognize and realize that Joe Biden is getting more popular the more he gets attacked. I have my guesses as to why that is. Democrat consolidation. The ads he's running on television are terrific. Bloomberg is carpet bombing Trump on TV and radio. Whatever. That's the state of affairs. Let's not be wishful. Let's be empirical. Because we actually know who's in charge. A majority of independent voters do not believe that Joe Biden will finish out his entire term as president. So now it's time for every Republican and conservative out there to, yes, recognize that Joe Biden and Hunter Biden did all these sorts of things. We just started the program and all of that. And then execute a new strategy. Who's actually going to be in control? Senator Kamala Harris, who is much younger, has a lot of energy, and wants power a lot more than Joe Biden. Because Senator Kamala Harris's unfavorable numbers are underwater with swing voters. Senator Harris is looked at as a radical, almost as an intersectional Hillary Clinton. And if we relentlessly attack Joe Biden for the next 3 weeks, Donald Trump might lose. I'm looking at these favorable, unfavorable numbers. And again, I don't necessarily trust polling, but I do trust a lot of the data that we are collecting on the ground. And when that data on the ground harmonizes with some of this national public approval rating polling, I'm here telling you, as not just a spectator, but someone in the arena, you have to have a change of strategy. And so here you have a unliked California liberal who's trying to win battleground Midwestern states, who has no charm, no charisma, as a transactional machine politician from one of the least liked states, if you're a Midwesterner, who has outwardly said that we should have the Green New Deal, was the co-sponsor of the Green New Deal, that is one of the most pro-abortion activists, assailed Brett Kavanaugh. She's the most liberal U.S. senator, according to GovTrack. More so than even Bernie Sanders. She was the least likely to join bipartisan bills, compared to Senate Democrats. And the Manhattan Institute budget expert, Brian Reedy, has calculated that Harris has proposed a mind-numbing $46 trillion in new spending. And if I could give some feedback based in the best spirit of President Donald Trump getting reelected to the Trump campaign, I don't talk to the Trump campaign, I run our own outside group. We do our own deal. But here's me talking publicly. I travel the country. I visit a new state almost every single day. And I asked our entire team at Turning Point Action to watch at least an hour of television and tell me the advertising that is being run. There's not one ad by the Trump campaign attacking Kamala Harris. Not one. They're the only ads that I've seen. And I could be wrong. I could be incomplete in my survey of the landscape. And that's fine. I'm the first one to say I don't have a comprehensive view of all of it, but just based on anecdotal observation of our staff in the battleground states from Arizona to Ohio to Michigan to Texas, you name it. we're still attacking Joe Biden as being clueless and lost. It's not working. Senior citizens are actually finding this to be offensive. The strategy recalibration has to be, Kamala's going to be in charge. It's a Harris administration. She's the one that's going to radicalize our government and run solely against Kamala Harris. If we keep hitting Joe Biden the way we are, it is not going to move persuadables or swing voters in our direction. You guys have all seen Social Dilemma, Netflix. Well, maybe not Netflix because they're a pedophile network. But if you've seen Social Dilemma, which, again, I'm not exactly sure how you square that, they talk about how tech insiders explain how social media is engineered to exploit users' data for profit. They call it surveillance capitalism. Look, I'm cool with normal capitalism, where I'm willing to participate in the transaction, like every time I go to the store or buy food. But when my data is being harvested so tech billionaires can get even richer, that's where I draw the line. And that's why I put a layer of protection around my data with ExpressVPN. Every time you use the internet, big tech companies and the surveillance capitalists and the oligarchs, they track your searches, messages, and video history. But when you run through ExpressVPN, it hides your IP address, which websites can use to personally identify you. That makes your activity more difficult to trace and sell to advertisers. ExpressVPN also encrypts 100% of your internet data to keep you safe from hackers and from prying eyes. Many VPNs slow down your internet, but not ExpressVPN. It's incredibly fast and easy to use. Just one tap of a button and you're protected. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. That's ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. I have an ExpressVPN on right now. Why don't you? ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. It's almost similar to those advertisements on TV where it's in the arms of angels with those animals that have been so poorly treated. And you can't help but feel sympathy for them. Never underestimate the power of sympathy in the eyes of voters. Do not underestimate sympathy. And where we very well could have made an argument that Joe Biden was weak, in the midst of a virus, sympathy is the primary reaction from the citizenry. And so the more we attack Joe Biden, the more sympathy among senior voters. I mean, the latest polls that come out of, and again, I don't take the polls at face value, but I do like polling trends, especially when the likely voters or the polling sample is more than 1500 people, then yeah, there's some truth to that. It's not completely incorrect, but the more that we have orchestrated an onslaught of Joe Biden, the more his favorables have gone up. This entire campaign has to forget about Joe Biden's emails. That's for the Senate committee to look into, hopefully the Federal Bureau of Investigation. But there is one focus the next 20 days. It's not about justice. It's not about Durham. It's not about Russia. It's not about any of those sorts of things. It's about winning. You don't win elections, you're out of power. It's that simple. The left understands this. The left understands this far better than conservatives do. But we have to make a good argument. So we have to win, okay? Hopefully good arguments will have us to win. But the good arguments we make against Joe Biden are not working. They're not. I know this on the ground. I'm talking to real people, not just behind a computer screen all day long telling you that this is the next big revelation and Michelle Obama is going to be the candidate. Not happening. Didn't happen. Back in April or May, people said Joe Biden will never debate. Joe Biden will actually get dropped out. They're going to switch him out at the convention. I said, you're probably wrong. He said, look at his favorables. They can run the ball. They can wait for the time to go out. What did surprise me, though, and it shows you that probably Nancy Pelosi was heavily involved in this selection process because she herself is running her own kind of godfather pseudo-Democrat power ring within the Democrat Party, is the selection of Kamala Harris. Foolish by them. If I were to guess what they are saying in their circles, they can't believe that we have not gone harder against Kamala Harris. They can't believe it. It's actually an incredible political opening for us. You have an unlikable, power-hungry, unpopular, radical liberal, the most in the entire Senate, more than Bernie Sanders, more than Leahy, more than Sheldon Whitehouse with his boards. And yet, we are not laying a glove on Senator Harris. You know who did? Mike Pence. That was the greatest moment of October for the Trump campaign. It just was. If I were calling the shots, which I'm not, I would convert all my advertising on the negative side to Kamala Harris. I would change all the messaging to Senator Harris because she will be in charge. If Joe Biden wins this election, she will become president at some point. They'll either blackmail Biden because of all these emails that have come out. And that's maybe how you can connect the email story, quite honestly. if you feel so compelled to make an argument around the email story, which again, it is a big deal legally. Let me be very clear. What is a big deal legally is not always a big deal politically. Sometimes people don't care. Like, ah, it's all so much noise. You're probably overblowing it. I like Biden's ads and whatever. There's a lot of people like that. However, what stops independent and moderate voters in their tracks is the idea of a California cackling, gun-grabbing leftist Marxist running our government. They don't like that. And you look at Joe Biden's ads. Do you know who's missing from Joe Biden's ads? Kamala Harris. You see, the Biden campaign, they don't do anything by mistake. Now, if they lose, it will be the true end of technocratic politics. It will, if they lose, because it is the most micromanaged campaign in the history of politics. Everything is poll tested. Everything is instantaneously analyzed. They do nothing by mistake. Nothing. It is the ultimate run out the clock strategy. It might work. It might not work. However, the one thing that they know what they're doing on is who to promote and who not to promote. There are zero advertisements featuring Kamala Harris. Why? Because she's so unpopular, the Biden campaign is running from her like a house on fire. If the Biden campaign doesn't want to embrace her, then shouldn't we attack her? If the Biden campaign is seeing the unfavorables that we're seeing, why are we not going all in the heir apparent co-president that would run our government if Biden stumbles into the presidency? Thank you guys so much for listening. If you want to get involved with Turning Point USA, go to tpusa.com. We play offense with a sense of urgency to win America's culture war. Email us your questions, freedom@charliekirk.com. Show us you're subscribed to The Charlie Kirk Show while giving us a 5-star review and writing something nice if you can by emailing us freedom@charliekirk.com. And if you want to win a signed copy of The MAGA Doctrine, do just that. Thank you guys so much for listening. Email us your thoughts on this episode. God bless. Talk to you soon.